And from the banks of Lee Creek, we move to a different example of the region's natural beauty. Joe Neal takes us there.
The poet Walt Whitman called his masterwork Leaves of Grass. I've been thinking about grass, too. So are Dick Sissels, who lived there. This is the voice of hay fields, pastures, land of horizon, cows, and barbed wire fence. Summer has sun of fire and furnaces of heat. It has big cumulus clouds marching caravan-like across open sky. You recall this place, don't you? When you were a child and went out there to find a meadowlark's eggs buried in grass? Saw the bluebird build its nest in a wooden fence post? A big hawk, bright sun shining through red tail, soars overhead, held in the sky by little more than rising heat. The small bird there, yellow and red with a large gray bill, singing on the power line, is a Dick Sissel. They sport a black vest like meadowlarks. The following recording is dominated by a Dick Sissel, but there are many other birds singing, plus a busy highway out beyond the fields. Dick Sissels don't live here all year. They winter in Central and Northern South America, where they are plain brown. As spring comes to North America, plain brown turns all handsome reds, yellows, and grays. That's how they look by late April, when the first few birds suddenly appear in Arkansas. Unfortunately, Dick Sissels stake out nesting territory in hay fields, and those nests get baled up, along with the rest of the tall grass. So they try again. June, July, and August is best. Dick Sissel songs belong to high summer. Because of the lateness, I see some Dick Sissels feeding fledglings into late September. Most of the birds are gone by then, headed south. Fall has come, and while we still have grass, October has few Dick Sissels. Mostly we hear chip notes like those in the following recording. Big grasslands now seem empty, but we'll look for them next year out in the leaves of grass.
Joe Neal is the co-author of Arkansas Birds, published by the University of Arkansas Press. His latest book is In the Province of Birds, a Western Arkansas Memoir.